Heavenly Father sent a memo. After an 11-year struggle with dementia, my husband passed away. For me, his passing was bittersweet. I had been his caregiver, friend, and sweetheart, and though I was happy he no longer had to suffer, I missed him terribly. I thought I knew about grief, but the sadness and feelings of loss set me on a path I did not anticipate going down. Much to my dismay and astonishment, negativity crept into my life. I felt ignored, useless, and invisible to family, friends, and ward members. I indulged in self-pity and felt resentful toward others. One Sunday, I sat in the back of the chapel. I watched a friendly and outgoing sister meet with other ward members. She was kind and generous to everyone. But, I thought, she has never asked how I am doing. She's never offered her condolences. She has never validated how hard my husband's passing has been for me. These negative thoughts continued as the sacrament hymn began. I felt I could not partake of the sacrament with such resentful feelings in my heart. You must ask for help to get rid of these feelings now, I thought. I prayed for the darkness to be removed. This sister did not deserve my resentment in the slightest. I prayed for forgiveness and for help to let go of my resentment. By the time a deacon stood in front of me with the sacrament tray, I felt I could partake of the sacrament. Throughout the next week, I continued to pray for guidance. The next Sunday, I walked into the foyer and saw the woman I had focused on the week before. "Oh, Carol," she said, "I've been thinking so much about you. I can only imagine how difficult things have been for you. You were your husband's caregiver for so long. This must be a difficult adjustment for you. How are you doing?" We talked for a few minutes, and she gave me a wonderful hug. I was speechless. I sat down on my usual bench in the chapel with a big smile. Immediately, I thanked my Father in heaven. He had sent this good sister a memo to say the words I needed to hear. From that point on, I have felt that Heavenly Father is mindful of me. He has given me the strength to face the new normal that has begun in my life. Carol Whitaker, Oregon, USA. End of the story. Heavenly Father sent a memo, read by April Johnson.